Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on. Big O Tires.
Thanks for coming, elves. I've called this meeting because I don't know what to get Santa for Christmas this year.
Mrs. C, TC Trailers has everything Santa loves. They have over 300 trailers on the lot, a fully stocked parts store, and in-house repair shop. They even offer financing.
And did you know TC Trailers carries e-bikes and mopeds? Santa would love an e-bike for the off-season.
They carry barns and sheds, too. Santa was looking for a place to store more reindeer feed.
East of Frankfort at State Road 28 and 29 or tc-trailers.com.
If you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
It's really been a pleasure serving you this year. We sincerely appreciate your business, and we look forward to working with you again next year. Have a great holiday season. Encompass Credit Union. Happy holidays.
The gift you get from giving, not the one you receive.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Oh, a little Van Halen and bringing us back into Party Line on WILO. It is Tuesday morning. Chan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Thanks for being with us. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making it happen each and every day here on Party Line. And we always appreciate talking to our community folks. You know, Morgan from the Frankfort Library, Pam Butts over at the Paul Powell's, and the Humane Society, the shelter. Just great folks. So continue to celebrate, you know, community by celebrating local and helping out those folks and going and seeing the wonderful stuff that's going on. Right now, we're going to continue the trend with local and talking to some of our Wesley Manor folks. We're going to be we're talking to Melissa and Octavia. That's a beautiful name, Octavia. I like that name.
Thank you.
I think I've heard of it like one other time, and I'm thinking, that's a cool name. And then here you're all of a sudden you come in today. So
yeah, it's very unique. I like it. Thank you.
Yeah. Where did it come from?
A baby book, apparently.
A baby book.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I haven't been able to track that down yet.
So. Okay. Well, you let us know. It's not a regular name, and it's got a little power, and it's got a little when we named my daughter Victoria Celeste, we kind of thought about Celeste is about beauty in the heavens, and then Victoria, you know, victorious. So I always like the meaning of names. So do you know the meaning of your name, Octavia?
There's several meanings, but like you said, the power and the it has some Greek behind it a little bit. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
Yep, I like it. All right, Melissa, I like your name too. So.
Thank you,
Melissa. We have a Melissa around here, you know, Melissa Miller. So we're very fond of Melissa's. So you're good. I'm going to move the monitor here so I can see your face. That would be that's even better. Okay, you girls are here from Wesley Manor, and this is a fun time of year because this is the Tour of Trees, and We were trying to talk about the history of the Tour of Trees. It's been going around almost nearly 20 years. It's been around, and it's beautiful. So tell us a little bit about it.
Well, for me, this is my third year to organize the Tour of Trees. And this year we have 30 trees on the tour.
Wow.
We've had some new organizations reach out to us. And some, you know, just due to schedules and things, some people sometimes have to drop out. And but they usually pop back in. So we're just thrilled to have sponsorship throughout our community.
Yeah, the Chamber decorated. We were at the first one. And I was a little, what happened is that we had some volunteers that were going to put together and, you know, make it all happen. And I was there. Then unfortunately, you know how things go. Some people, oh, I can't make it. And I'm sitting there trying to get this tree put together. Thank God for people like Carol Price and people that came along and said, hey, we'll help you with this. And so we didn't win anything, but it was awesome to go, you know, vote and see the different trees. Because are you still doing that, Octavia? You're still doing the voting?
Yeah, so we actually do the canned food drive with the...
oh, that's right. Yeah, the canned goods, yeah.
Yeah, so dry pet food can go to the Clinton County Humane Society. And then you can also donate your canned food to go to Salvation Army. Non-perishable, obviously, but we're very grateful to be able to give back to the community with this event as well. So
tell us a little bit about the how did the tour work? How does it all come together?
Well, our sponsors come in and donate or, you know, put up the decorations and things for their tree. We supply the tree. They come in and do the decoration. And then on the night of Tour of Trees, which is December 11th, it's going to be Thursday, December 11th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m., you come to Wesley Manor. You can come in our main entrance or you can come in our health center entrance. And for every canned item that you bring, you earn a ticket, which will allow you to vote for your favorite tree or trees. For every pound of dry pet food that you bring, you earn a ticket. And so last year, we were able to collect over 500 cans of non-perishable food to give to the Salvation Army.
Wow.
And I think it was about 175 pounds of dry cat and dog food that we donated to the Humane Society.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
And so it really works off of a ticket. So the tickets then go to the vote. You're voting for the tree with a ticket.
There is a bucket at every tree. Mm-hmm. And you can put your ticket in the bucket near the tree.
So you've got, you said 30 this year so far?
30 trees, yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, is there still time for people to get their tree in if they wanted to?
Well, I had two contact me yesterday, but I'm about at capacity for this year.
Okay.
I actually had to go out and buy another tree yesterday.
Wow.
But, yeah, if you're interested, give me another call because we don't want to say no to anyone.
Yeah, how tall are the trees?
So we have one tree that is 12 foot tall in our health center mezzanine, and that is decorated by Goodwin Funeral Home and Archer Weston Funeral Home. And then we have two 9-foot trees. One is decorated by R.D. Phillip and Company out of Kokomo, and the other one is done by Day and Genda. And it's located right in our main entrance.
All right. So now do the residents, Octavia, do they get to be a vote or do they get to be a part of the whole process? Do they get to decorate it all? Or?
Of course, yeah. We do have residents who do their own trees and they kind of do their own thing, obviously. But they love to see the community come in and they love to see the community vote, obviously give back. And they love to vote as well. Of course, yes, they can donate.
Okay, cool.
So every one of our residents that live in assisted living all receive two tickets to vote. And then everyone in our health center, many of them have some difficulty getting around to see all of the trees. Wesley Manor is a large place, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
So we take pictures.
You can get lost in Wesley Manor.
You sure can.
I have been lost in Wesley Manor. I can tell you that. Yeah. I have been in the bowels of Wesley Manor in the basement of the maintenance area looking for a way out.
It's a big building.
It's a big building, yeah.
So we take pictures of every one of the trees and create kind of a voting ballot.
Okay.
And then the Life Enrichment Associates take those pictures around to the health center residents and allow them to vote by picture.
Oh, wow.
So they are allowed to get involved as well.
So they don't even have to come down. They can just see it by the picture.
Sure.
So it's a so it's a digital display as well.
Yes. Yes.
That's right up your alley because you're a young person, Octavia.
Yeah, I actually kind of forgot about that aspect. We started doing that a couple years ago, and it works out great because it gives the chance for them to get their vote in, and they love seeing all of the different trees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and what you're doing too is that you're giving back to the community. I mean, you're creating an attraction for people to come see these beautiful trees. The residents get to be a participant in that, and then, I mean, it's a win-win-win for everyone, because you're also receiving items that you're going to get right back into two great organizations in Salvation Army and the Clinton County Humane Society. It's fantastic.
We have 8 dimensions of wellness that we try to incorporate into our activities every month, like physical, spiritual, those type of things. And then purposeful living is one of them.
Yeah.
And so for residents to feel that they are doing something at this holiday time, it makes them feel good. And it is. It's a win-win.
Oh, absolutely. And I Wesley Manor is a great place. We have a lot of folks that we know that live out there. The great thing about Wesley Manor, too, you've got a variety. You can live in the village, or you can live in the healthcare area, or you can live, in the more independent, but it's still assisted. You have assisted living.
Mm-hmm. That's what's so amazing, is being a full CCRC campus. We're able to have the village with our houses, and then the assisted living and independent living apartments, and all the way down the line. So we're very grateful for that as well.
Yeah. How long have you been with Wesley Manor, Octavia?
I've been with Wesley Manor for 7 years.
Wow, fantastic.
So, yeah, started as a receptionist. And
did you start when you were like 10?
Yes. I started when I was... I had just turned 17.
Wow.
I believe 16 or 17. So,
you look like you're 17. I mean, you're going to have one of those faces. You're going to have one of those. You're going to. I know you probably get tired of hearing that. But when you're 40 or 50,
yep.
Right, Melissa?
Or 60.
Or 60. Yeah, when you're 63 like me, you're going to say, "Oh yeah," and they're thinking, "Oh, you're really 63."
Yeah. I just tell everyone I'll enjoy it while I can.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so that's a. So how do people get, Melissa, how do people get a hold of you? How do people get a hold of Wesley Manor? They want to see this. I mean, I know it's December 11th, 6 to 7:30. Everybody is welcome. That's the public day. The public can come see it.
Certainly. And if you're not available on December 11th, you're welcome to come and visit Wesley Manor anytime. And we hope that you'll take a few minutes to even stop and visit with some of our folks. But you can contact me at my office. That's 656-2139, or you can contact Octavia in marketing.
Yeah, also I do want to hit on the fact that we are doing something a little different. We are, for folks who might be interested in ever moving into Wesley Manor or getting more information on that, we are doing a little intimate get-together prior to to 6 o'clock, the public coming in. It'll be from 4:30 to 6, and if you're interested in that, you can contact me at 765-656-2105.
Okay. And you're the marketing director now?
I'm the sales and marketing coordinator.
Coordinator. Okay. Yes. Awesome. Yes. Fantastic, Octavia. Well, they're in good hands with you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And Melissa, what's your title?
I am director of life enrichment.
Life enrichment.
Activities.
Activities and purposeful living.
That's right.
That's what you want to do.
Yeah. And we do want to let the community know you don't need to contribute canned goods to come. Last year we had a weather... the weather didn't cooperate,
right.
And our crowd was down a little bit.
I remember that, yeah.
But we would love for you to come, see the trees. And again, the residents love seeing people come in and just chatting with them. It adds to the holiday spirit.
All right. Well, we're going to continue with the holiday spirit. Thank you, girls, for coming. Appreciate so much. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah. We're going to, December 11th, we're going to keep promoting it, get people out there for the tour of trees. Thanks for coming in, and keep all those folks out there happy.
We try.
They're good people. They're great, great wisdom.
It's
you got
a
lot of wisdom out there in that community. So,
yes.
All right. We appreciate it. Melissa and Octavia, the name that I really love. I'm going to have to think about that now for great grandkids coming up. So, all right. We got a call. We're talking Christmas tree. We're going to continue Christmas tree talking as we're talking with Carrie from Burlington, the Christmas walk. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Hey, no problem. Tell us a little bit about Burlington and the Christmas walk. I used to go to Burlington quite a bit with the dinner bell.
You
used to eat at the dinner bell quite a bit there. That was a bad place for my cholesterol, but it was a good place to eat. So
yes, it was. So the Burlington Christmas Walk is this Saturday, December 6th, and it's just our community Christmas event. It's really family-friendly. That's kind of the main idea behind all of our planning. So this Saturday, 4 to 7:30 p.m., so it is an evening activity. There's a lot of stuff going on around the state that weekend. So, but basically we're at the Burlington Community Park and, just lots of kid events, kid friendly. We of course have, you know, Santa Claus coming to town. So, the Burlington Volunteer Fire Department will be bringing Santa on the fire truck at 4:30 so kids can see Santa, you know, tell him their wish for Christmas, get a candy bag. We also have another visitor that will be fun for the children. We'll have a meet and greet with your favorite Christmas mouse. So that is one of the character experiences that I think the kids will enjoy as well. But just lots to do, honestly, and so much free. We really try and just make it free, so the kids can have a free face painting from the high school, the Carroll High School Art Club. We have free wagon rides. We'll have a little bit of outdoor stuff for them to do where they can listen to live music. We'll have a fire pit there and free s'more packets where they can roast marshmallows and have a good sweet treat there. There's so much more. Family photos are going to, we'll have a station for free family photos, and those will be downloadable from our photographer, Lauren Spencer Photography. And then free kids games. Oakland Christian Church will be doing free kids games for all of the children to come in and play and maybe do a craft, and then concession stands. So just a lot of stuff. And the community building, the Burlington Community Library, they're bringing Mrs. Claus. So, and Mrs. Claus will be handing out free books. So just great stuff to do for the kids.
Boy, Santa is going to be traveling a lot this Saturday. He's all over the place. He's all over the community. I'm glad that Rudolph has been eating his Wheaties this week because he's going to be they're going to be going. Thanks. Hey, thank goodness for the fire departments that are helping Santa get around. So, because he's all over the place. Yeah. But
that's right. And we'll save his sleigh for Christmas, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So we've got so the visitors can expect a variety of decorations and all kinds of good stuff to be able to buy for Christmas. I mean, but you said there's a lot of free stuff. That's really one of the focuses that I like and appreciate that you got folks that are, you know, that, you know, the economy and the way things are right now, it's tough. And having free is a great opportunity to come and just enjoy an experience and not having to worry about taking your pocketbook out.
Absolutely. Families can come and not spend a dime. But, of course, you know, we do have some things. Yeah. We've got some vendor booths as well. So if anyone needs to finish their Christmas or start their Christmas shopping, we have vendor booths and concession stands.
Now, who has organized all of this, Carrie?
So there's just a small committee of us ladies that have a passion for community and a passion for, you know, families and growing our community and spotlighting our Burlington area businesses. Those are our sponsors. So they have the opportunity to be a part of the event as well. And we just, down home, you know, small town women who want families to have a good time around the holiday.
It sounds like this could be a Hallmark Christmas movie.
You told the committee before, yes. Just, when we started having the fire pits and live music outside, I'm like, we're going to make it a Hallmark movie. So that is the joke.
You just need somebody that has moved away from the town for 20 years and then they're coming back and, you know, they meet the local doctor. Okay, I'm sorry. So you can tell my wife and I are in Hallmark Christmas movie mode. So
I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so you know, you got the Christmas walk, and you got all of these different vendors that's going to be happening at the park. It's all going to be decorated, and is this going to become a tradition, you think?
Well, we've been doing this for
this
year. This is not a new event, right?
Oh, wow. I
have been Right. I've been involved since 2010. And it was in existence, I think, a few years before that. So it's definitely a yearly annual event that hopefully the town looks forward to.
Absolutely. And you guys have got it all figured out now. So it's really clicking. So how do people get a hold of you, Carrie, if they want to know more? Is there a Facebook page? Is there a website so people can go and get more information?
Absolutely. We have an active Facebook page, Burlington Christmas Walk. Our picture is a military Santa. We will have a booth there for Cards for Troops. Actually, I'm going to plug that real fast.
Sure.
We're going to, families can sign a Christmas card, and they're actually going up to Anchorage, Alaska this year. So those families or those troops can have a Christmas card from us. But so military Santa is our picture of our Facebook page, Burlington Christmas Walk. We have been posting our sponsors lately, so please take a look at those. Do some small business shopping at our sponsors' businesses. And also going on right now, we do this pre-event activity where there's Santa stops around town, the town of Burlington, and there's punch cards with clues on them that can be picked up from town hall. Or the library. There's an atrium in the library that's open 24/7. So these Santa stop clues can be picked up, and there's about a dozen businesses that have a Santa stop sign outside of their business, and they just have to use the specialty punch there, and they get put into a drawing for a free Visa card for $100, $75, or $50. So random drawing, as long as their punch cards are done and correct. So easy Christmas money.
Wow. Sounds like a lot of fun. Going to be great. I think the weather's going to cooperate. It's going to be a little chilly, but that's what we expect in December. So a lot of activity, and so folks can kind of just keep going. I mean, you got Frankfurt, you got Burlington, you got Logan's. All these folks have got all kinds of things going on this Saturday. People could just make a day of it. It'll be a lot of fun. So
absolutely,
fantastic.
Yes.
So that's the Burlington Christmas Walk is the Facebook page. People can follow you there and get more information.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Carrie, thank you for calling in today. We greatly appreciate it, and we look forward to hearing how everything works out. It's a great event. Didn't even know. I thought this was the first year, so I'm going to have to check it out. So thank you very much.
Thank you. First Saturday of every December.
Every December.
Put it down for next year.
I will do so. Thank you, Carrie. Have a great
right.
day. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Carrie from Burlington, community people, community-minded people that's working and helping folks out. So we appreciate that. Hey, speaking of Christmas, we got the 12 Days of Christmas list winners. Here we go. If you haven't heard this yet, you got to make sure you get your name. Cassidy Teagarden is a winner from Avery Home Furniture and Appliance. Ethan Reichert is a winner from Center Township, a trustee office. Enzo Garcia is a winner from Ellis Jewelers. Jimmy John Sandwiches, it's Jair Guido, and that is Jimmy John Sandwiches. Lennon Furniture and Mattress, Lennon's Furniture and Mattress. Cecilia Montgomery is a winner. Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, Brantley Christ is a winner. ProBite Computers, Zeta Hooker is a winner. Skiles Electric is Kale Miller. Kale Miller. That's K-A-I-L. I hope I'm spelling that or pronouncing that right. Kale Miller. And Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters is Sophia George. And VFW Post number 1110 is Zariah Murray. Zariah Murray, a winner. So those are our winners. Cassidy Teagarden, Ethan Reichert, Enzo Garcia, Ahar Guido, Cecilia Montgomery, Brantley Christ, Zeta Hooker, Kale Miller, Sophia George, and Zariah Murray. Those are our winners for the 12 Days of Christmas. So we wanted to make sure that we got that in before the end of the show. So there's a lot of things happening, a lot of things going on, as you've already heard this morning, between the Wesley Manor tour of trees, and if you want to give them a call again, you can talk to Melissa at 656-2139 or Octavia at 656-2105, And the big day is December 11th, 6 to 7:30. 6 to 7:30 is the Tour of Trees, December 11th. It's a lot of fun. You will definitely enjoy it. Beautiful, beautiful trees. And it goes to help, you know, some great community organizations, the Salvation Army with the canned goods and the dry dog food, or pet food, I should say. I'm partial to dogs, as you can tell. But the dry pet food going to the Humane Society. So all of that going on. And then this Saturday, we've got the Christmas parade. Everything's starting around 3 o'clock. A lot of downtown businesses are going to be open. Shop local. Make sure you get out there and shop local. I know the snow didn't help us this Saturday with shop local. But we say, like we say all the time at the Chamber, just always shop local. Shop local first and shop local last. Now, what you do in between, if you want to go, you know, check things out and enjoy and shop around and go somewhere else, but just remember to check it out first and check it out last, because your local folks, because, you know, even a couple hundred bucks a day goes a long way for some of our local businesses. So, you know, your purchase may keep them in business another week. Your purchase may keep them. Your purchase also encourages them to keep going and not shutting down. So we appreciate all of the folks that do shop local and help out our local businesses, and we appreciate all those that promote, like Main Street, Chamber of Commerce, the City of Frankfort, all of our towns and communities. We appreciate all those folks that help sponsor shop local, not just during the holiday seasons. Start it, you know, just make a New Year's resolution that you're going to look local first and look local last, because you may go find a better deal somewhere else, but I guarantee you it won't have the most, it won't have as much as impact as if you shop here locally. So please, and we appreciate that, and thank you. We'll say thank you as well. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Party Line. It has been a fun one. We've been pretty busy. It's gone by very quickly. We thank Darian back there in the studio for producing, getting the show going, and making sure everything works smoothly with picking up the phones and getting everybody directed into the right place. And, of course, we always appreciate you listening and our sponsors that make it happen each and every Monday through Friday. Until Thursday, good Lord willing, I'll be back with you. Again, stay safe and be courageous. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.